Introduction. We need to understand why the Bible speaks of a rapture or a catching away of Christians. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians 5 that we aren't in the dark about those things. He said that when God decided to save us through our Lord Jesus Christ, He did not want to pour out His anger on us. He wanted to rescue us from the day of wrath. We must believe this. We must encourage each other and build each other up during these hard times. Paul wrote a second letter to the same church and said, "With regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to Him, that you may not be quickly shaken from your composure or disturbed by a spirit, to the effect that the day of the Lord has come." Chapter 2, verses 1 through 2, NAS. That day has not come yet, but it appears to be soon. It is all in the Bible. Paul said, "We want you to know what will happen to the believers who have died, so you will not grieve like people who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and was raised to life again, we also believe that when Jesus returns, God will bring back with Him the believers who have died," wrote Paul in his first letter to the Thessalonians. "We tell you this directly from the Lord. We who are still living when the Lord returns will not meet Him ahead of those who have died. For the Lord Himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. First, the believers who have died will rise from their graves. Then together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then we will be with the Lord forever. So encourage each other with these words." 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 18, NLT. The Great Tribulation is called the Day of the Lord. That day will not be persecution like we now have from evil or demonic spirits and people, but it will be the wrath of God poured out on the unbelieving world. It will be for people rejecting the death, burial, and resurrection of God's Son. It will be awful, especially the last 3.5 years. God gave His best, but people snubbed Him. He will do more than get even. The day of justice will come. Jesus paid for everything we need spiritually. Only a few have taken advantage of it because people are proud. They want to do something to save themselves, but it won't work. Our job is to believe in Jesus, and then we can live with Him forever in heaven. He reveals Himself in the Word of God. Everybody who dies does not go to heaven. Only the ones who will humble themselves and say they need a Savior. Jesus is that Savior. Other religions who try to improve themselves to please God cannot do enough. It has never been enough. We all have a sinful nature. Only Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit and had no sinful nature. He never gave in to temptation. He was and is God's Holy Son. His proof was that He rose from the grave. No one prayed for Him. Death just could not hold Him down.